My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So there was a statement made yesterday. There was a proposal yesterday. A lot of hardcore politics coming up here in just a moment because we have Ed Gallick joining us at 7:20. I want to get the Mike and Shaker first. Mike, you're next up on the fan. Yellow.
I love you. Yes.
Mike, I love you too.
Thank you. It's very
and
nice.
I mean that sincerely. You go right on ahead.
We don't get that enough.
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Nothing.
Hey, so I wanted to point out something, man, with Deshaun Watson. Right. Deshaun Watson, he should have all the confidence in the world going into 2024, right? Now, let me know if I'm wrong. Going forward, Deshaun Watson right now, this roster, this is the best roster he's ever played on. Even from 2018 with, you know, your boy.
I'd have to say. Hopkins. I mean, I have to go back. I mean, I know he played with DeAndre Hopkins, and Hopkins is an outstanding running back in his prime. I would probably say yes.
He had Carter. He had DeAndre Foreman, who's on our team right now. He had Will Fuller. He had DeAndre Hopkins. And on defense, he had Tyrann Mathieu and Larry Miller. Larry Miller was a running back. My bad.
Yeah.
But on defense, he had J.J. Watt on defense. I mean, our defense is stacked. Not only is our defense is stacked, he has good wide receivers. We got Cooper, man. Like, Cooper probably
is the closest thing. I would say he's playing. I mean, I could go back in the history, too. I think you're right, Mike. I think he's playing on a better team. So you're saying what, his confidence should be through the roof?
Yes, and I think he's going to play absolutely well this year because of that. And he got a great coach. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not going to pay attention to the preseason and none of that. I'm not paying attention to none of the, you know, I love the updates that we're getting from, you know, Greenbrier or whatnot. But
you don't get a little excited when you see when you check your phone maybe during a lunch break or something, you see he threw a big bomb pass to Cedric Tillman. A little bit excited.
I mean, why would I get excited for something that I already know he could do?
So you don't get excited at all. It doesn't reaffirm your thoughts that he's going to have a really good season. I'm asking. I'm not even being skeptical.
Me personally, I already knew Deshaun Watson was going to snap back. You can't drop that type of talent. All he had to do was get right in his head. And I believe the team that we have, the support team and the support system that he has, dude, he's not paying attention to the outside world. I'm telling you, dude going to have a very good season this year. I don't know if we're going to the Super Bowl, but I'm telling you, we definitely going to go into a top AFC team this year, bro.
Oh, gosh, you got me. I'm going to say something that some people are not going to like, Mike, and thank you very much for the call. You're going to draw the truth out of me. If they got to the divisional round of the playoffs and they lost, I can't say I'd be thrilled the Monday morning or whatever like that. That's not what I'm saying. It would calm down a lot of things going, all right, let's keep this band together and let's get going. because you're not going to be able to, unless some crazy divine intervention happens, you're not going to be able to play four other quarterbacks and go to the playoffs again. So that means you're going to the playoffs, you're getting to the divisional round of the playoffs, mostly, even though I don't think he's the biggest factor to week one, winning against the Dallas Cowboys, which I specified yesterday, and I'll do it again in the future. You're not going to the playoffs without him playing well. It's just not going to happen. So if you have him play well, you get to the divisional round, and say you run up against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, you get outgunned 35-32. All right, that happens against Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City. Say Josh Allen. I don't think Buffalo has the roster. I don't think they have the roster you do. But say Josh Allen, you get outgunned 27-24, Dems the breaks. You end up losing a couple of these other guys. Say you run into C.J. Stroud again, and all of a sudden he beats the brakes off you. I think we have a different conversation. But I can't expect Super Bowl just like Mike. I hope I can. The expectation's different. But I'm looking at it going, hey, I got to see the entire scope of this. If I get to the division round of the playoffs, as of right now, with no games being played, I could say, this is a guy that is going to keep this team's head above water as we start to go through roster transition. This is a guy who makes us hold on to different players in different positions. This is a guy who I can restructure his contract going into next year, free up some extra cap space, bring back some of these players, and we can go take another earnest run at this thing. It would do a lot to calm our fears. I know that that upsets a lot of people hearing that because they want to say Super Bowl or bust, and that's what you paid the $230 million for. But we have to keep the proper perspective here. It's about competition as long as we can be competitive for. And I do want to cash in at some point, yes. But if you're asking me where the bare minimum is, bare minimum, and it's still a pretty high bar, divisional round of the playoffs. And if you get a bye and you happen to lose, fine. I don't know what Kansas City's going to do, but I see the way this could play. And yes, Super Bowl is a goal. And I think that a lot of fans are legitimate and hoping that they can get to a Super Bowl. And they're not stupid for thinking that. They're not stupid for thinking that. But for a fan, as such as myself, I go, hey, if they got to the divisional round of the playoffs, I can't see myself being mad at them.
Right, by the way, are you getting the feeling that I am that the opener is going to be a shootout?
No, not yet.
I am getting the feeling it's going to be a shootout. I know there's so many talented corners in that game. I know they've got Micah Parsons. You've got Myles Garrett. I just have this weird feeling that Dak and Deshaun are going to go up and down.
I think that the defense is going to be more important than Deshaun Watson will be to win that game. Like I said, with Mike McCarthy, I think he's going to try to show off. I think Dak's going to have something to prove. I think he starts to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Season off with a chip on his shoulder. I think there's a lot of pressure on both those men right now. I think that your defense, considering what happened against the Houston Texans, I think it's in the back of people's minds. Have you been exposed in some level? Was C.J. Stroud able to get to you? Can you rectify that week one against the Dallas Cowboys? I think Deshaun is always going to have to be good because it's a league of good quarterbacks and you're going up against some good quarterbacks. But I don't think that he has to play to a level that it's going to take them to a different stratosphere where he just has to put a game on his shoulders. Week one, I don't think he's going to have to do that. At some point, he will have to do it against Mahomes, against maybe Allen, against maybe Burrow, and I know Burrow has struggled against us, against Stroud, et cetera, et cetera. But I don't know if that's going to happen week one. I think it's more incumbent on Jim Schwartz and his defense. 216-474-0092. Ed Orcutt, the Brook Park mayor, had this to say on Tuesday about the Browns' game experience and how it would be enhanced if they played in Brook Park.
The experience would be enhanced. I think just the opportunity to be able to tailgate and walk right to the stadium instead of walking and taking an hour to maybe get to your seat.
That's the mayor of Brook Park on Fox 8. Now, we're going to have Ed Gallick coming on at 7:20 this morning to talk about this. The city of Cleveland made a proposal, just over $400 million. They'd like an answer for it, for the stadium, and basically redoing the stadium, and their contribution would be just about $400.5 million altogether. They want to answer by August 12th. Tone, I've questioned this entire time whether or not the city really wants the Browns to play downtown or they'd rather use that land for something different. Does this change your opinion? Because I don't think it changes my opinion. You've agreed with me this whole time. I still don't change my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns are going to be in Brook Park. The question is, are they just going to make sure to call them the Cleveland Browns still, not the Brook Park Browns?
No, they're going to be called. They're having a bad season, people will start calling them the Brook Park Browns. Yeah.
It's happening. The Muni lot is done. 2029, they are going to Brook Park, and you're going to have whatever version of Crocker Park, you're going to have that in Brook Park. And furthermore, you're going to be able to get on the Rapid. You're going to be able downtown or wherever you do, you get on that, you go right to the game, stay inside, wear a t-shirt in December, January, and you're going to absolutely love it. I mean, I think this has been a done deal for a long time. I think this is the attempt to save face to, you know, anyone concerned about their legacy down the road. Nobody wants to be known as the mayor that, like, lost the Browns. And I know this isn't the same losing the Browns. They're just
It's not Mike White.
Right.
But
they're going right down the road. But I think that in a lot of ways, you know, overtures towards, hey, we did our part. We found all this money to be able to do this to save the Browns in downtown Cleveland. In the end, I mean, wouldn't you say Mayor Bibb, who's been on this show, who will come on the show again, I'm sure, wouldn't you say that he has been pretty visible as a mayor?
Yeah.
Okay, he's been at everything.
Yes.
He's been at every event. He's been everywhere.
Oh, he goes to the events.
What has he been the quietest about?
The Browns.
This.
Well, even in the state.
If he wanted the Browns, we would have seen a very, very different Mayor Bibb
even
over
in
the last
statement.
Year.
Even in a state. And he hasn't said much personally in terms of being out there in front of a microphone. But you read the statement. Quote, we are implementing a bold vision for lakefront development, and the Browns have been an essential fixture on our lakefront for decades. But our first priority is always our residents. Having the Browns play here is integral to our city's identity and community spirit. The initiative must go beyond the Browns and be about what's best for downtown, the neighborhoods, the suburb, and the region. It says two things right there. Yeah, the Browns have been big. The Browns have been real big for a very long time here. But we have to do what's best for quote-unquote residents. We have to do what's best for the neighborhood. We have to do what's best for the downtown and everything like that. Like, that's what I get out of that. And I agree with you. This is politics 101 in a lot of ways. I don't think the city's interested in keeping them downtown. And I think that this is a proposal going, hey, we've heard the stories. They've bought the land. They can finance it. I don't know what Brook Park would have to kick in as far as whatever tax incentives. That's definitely down the line. And we can ask Ed Gallick about that coming up. We can ask, obviously, Daryl about that coming up at 8. But it's like $461 million. That's a nice amount of money. And I think a lot of residents in Cleveland go, or we just let them go and do what they want to do, and we'll still call them the Cleveland Browns, and they play right down the street. We can use that 461 for something else.
And every hotel is still going to be full in downtown Cleveland. You got more on the way coming, by the way. There's some rumors about some big-time names coming to Cleveland in terms of, you know, hotels. But, you know, could you get the Super Bowl? Could you get the biggest events? Could Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony become something that's here annually, no longer in New York? I mean, these are all the things that are going to be discussed that you're going to have the ability to throw your hat in the ring on that you haven't been in the past.
But this is another thing. When you throw out the 461 and the Browns go, okay, thank you very much. We're still going to go to Brook Park. What are you going to use the 461 for? It's maybe a different conversation for a different platform, but if you have the 461, what are you going to use that for instead?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.